This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says more Ukrainian fighters are surrendering at that battered steel plant in Mariupol. The Red Cross says it's registered hundreds of them as prisoners of war. Now what? The AP's Karen Shamas.
Fighters who were making a last stand in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol laid down their arms, bringing the total number of fighters who have left the stronghold to over 1,700. The Red Cross said it had registered hundreds of them as prisoners of war following an agreement between Russia and Ukraine. Some were taken by the Russians to a former penal colony in territory controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. I'm Karen Chamas.
18-year-old Peyton Gendron has a court appearance today. He's the white man accused of shooting and killing 10 black people at a Buffalo supermarket. Last night, in response to the tragedy, the House passed a bill that would provide more resources to fight domestic terrorism. The Senate gets the bill now. President Biden says he knows parents are worried. He's moving to speed production of baby formula by invoking the Defense Production Act, which requires suppliers of formula manufacturers to focus first on this. But that's not all, says the AP's Zeke Miller.
The FDA and U.S. regulators are going to determine which overseas manufacturers meet U.S. guidelines. And now President Biden has ordered U.S. agencies to work with the Department of Defense to use chartered aircraft to bring infant formula produced overseas into the U.S. expeditiously that can potentially have fairly significant and rapid impacts on domestic supply of formula.
Some experts are worried we're headed for a recession. Stocks fell yesterday. The Dow sank more than 1,100 points, 3.6%. The Nasdaq fell 4.7%. This is AP News. Homeland Security says, wait a minute.
The Department of Homeland Security pauses its new and controversial Disinformation Governance Board. The Disinformation Governance Board has been roundly criticized from its inception, sparking concerns about free speech and the spread of, well, disinformation about the board's mission. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It was never about censorship, policing speech, or removing content from anywhere.
Jean-Pierre adding Homeland Security's effort to offset and stop disinformation has been ongoing and will continue.
The departments work across several administrations to address disinformation that threatens the security of our country is critical, and that will indeed continue.
Board Director Nina Jankowicz resigned, later telling the AP she has been the target of online death threats as well as sexist and anti-Semitic attacks. Republicans have been hammering at the board since its inception. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.